This is the second part of an interview between Terry and Simon Virgo on Free to Worship, with a focus on encountering God. To watch the interviews, visit blog.terryvirgo.org or follow @terryvirgo on Twitter.
I guess with the always being more easy to identify what's visually apparent before us, people would often associate charismatic churches with lively worship. They think, oh, it's charismatic, and they mean by that they dance, they clap, they make a lot of noise. So that's what charismatics are, apparently. You know, they just make a lot of noise, get very excited. Do you think that's an appropriate way to describe it? Do you think that there's more that we're looking for than simply being free and irreligious?
Yeah, I think that's very important. Again, look at the word. Charismatic is making reference to these gifts of God. Charismatic means we have received the Holy Spirit, we enjoy charismatic gifts, gifts that God has given us by his grace, which are supernatural. And the very gifts are reminding us a supernatural God is amongst us. We are meeting with God together. And the manifestation of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, are for our common good. That's why when we first started our kinds of churches, we weren't happy to say, all right, so I've been baptized with the Spirit, but I will just pray in my prayer language away from church, but in church nothing changes. No, we felt, no, God wants a new wineskin for the new wine. So we went for a restored church, not personal renewal. And that was a big argument years ago. Some who went for personal renewal left the church unchanged and went to charismatic conferences, prayed alone. We said, no, we must open up the church to the manifestation. God is here. We are the temple of God. We're where he dwells with us manifestly. And so to me, it was hugely important that we built the church around the sense of the presence of God. Mm.
So in terms of the recovery of spiritual gifts, in a sense, that's it's a byproduct of what you're looking for more essentially, which is a corporate encounter with God each time the church gathers.
Very much. I love the verse in Genesis 28 when Jacob says, this is the gateway to heaven. This is the house of God. And to me, that is what the house of God is. It's heaven's gateway. We can expect to meet God here. And so for me, a meeting where you don't meet God is a boring place to be, because that's what I'm looking for. When I come to church, I want to meet God. And for the outsider to come in and say, what is this? There's something here that I can't sort of think through. And so for them, maybe reverence and formality, tiptoeing around a funny building, is different to coming into what might be quite lively, but hey, there's something here other than us. There's something other than what we've had in singing places. Maybe they've been to the pub where people sing. And then, hey, what is this? They're encountering God is here, God manifestly here. And in that context, often, yes, spiritual gifts also flow.
I guess in the era of Israel's history, where I suppose it's still true in terms of practicing Jews, that they gather to a synagogue, and it was very much gathering to the book, gathering to the Torah, gathering to the word and the teaching of the word without much expectation of an encounter with a living God. And would you say that some churches still kind of have that ethos? We gather to the book. Do you think that's appropriate, or do you think we're looking...
Very interesting. I know when I was in London at Bible College, it was a huge privilege to gather at Westminster Chapel to Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones' teaching. I mean, breathtaking, wonderful. The worship was boring. There was not much sense of the presence of God. When he preached, you felt heaven open under his great preaching gift, which I thank God for. But I used to go in the mornings to a church where we worshipped and the gifts of the Spirit were manifest. I think the difference between the synagogue and the temple, both of which, of course, have a history for us, both are relevant. The synagogue, they gathered to truth. The temple, they gathered to presence. Now, the church is the temple of God. And of course, we will build on biblical truth.
It doesn't say it's the synagogue.
No, quite. We are gathered to his presence. Indeed, the synagogues were invented when the people were scattered from Israel, away from the temple. They retained their Jewishness by gathering in synagogues where they kept the sacred scrolls. And of course, they retained their Judaism through that. But when the temple is there, then God is there. And for David, to be away from Jerusalem was to be away from the temple, the presence. And we should have the same craving for the presence of the Spirit.